Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Jesus. from the depths of my soul.
Good morning. God bless all of you all this morning. Praises is what I do. That the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and also be glad in it. God is a awesome God. God bless all of you all this morning. We just give God the honor. We give God the praise. We just thank him because God is worthy to be praised. I thank God for everyone that is calling in this morning. We just give God the glory. And I'm telling you right now, there's no one mad but the enemy. We just want to give God the glory every day, every morning. We just want to thank him for who he are. And I'm telling you right now, you have a lot to thank God for. Regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what it is, we still have a lot to give God thanks for. Amen. Our listeners all over the world, thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. I know we had it up for a little while now that we will be back on. God bless all of you, and we thank God for you once again. Hopefully, we'll begin to recommune, reconnect with each and every one of you to bless God with you. We understand that it is a situation that is going on all over the world. But one thing that we truly understand, and we do understand, that we're going to give God the praise, but also we're going to also walk with wisdom and also with precautions. Amen. So we're going to give God the glory. We're going to give God the praise. Listen, amen. We're going to continue to move on into the things of God, and we're going to continue to move on into for God to keep giving us and for we to be blessed. Amen. Amen. Listen, we have our special co-host that throughout all this broadcast, amen, the co-host is going to be with me. That is our very own evangelist elect leader. We're going to thank God for her as well, that really the Lord laid on the heart for us to get back into the rhythm with this in the morning. And it makes sense, amen, especially when a lot of people are being laid off and a lot of individuals that are having going through a different times, amen. Hopefully we can be able to give you something to encourage you and to keep continuing to push you forward. And I truly believe that as God lead us and lay down our hearts to be a blessing to you, amen, that I know that it will be something said to uplift you. Hopefully we can also give you information that is also going to help you and also with things in the natural as well, especially over here in the United States of America. Amen. And hopefully I can reconnect with our brothers and sisters in different international or different countries. Amen. So they can be able to give information to their partner, to their country or to their area. Amen. We just want to bless God and we just want to thank God that we give God the glory. My God, I know that he's the on-time God. God bless you, evangelist and let leader. God bless you all. God bless you this morning. Amen. Amen.
God bless. Amen. Amen, everybody. I just want to sit and tell God thank you this morning because he is so worthy. It is him and only him that woke us up this morning. It is him and only him that can control everything that's going on, because you know what? It's bigger than us. The situation is bigger than us, and only God can control it. Only he and only him can control it. This is a time that we cannot grow faint, neither can we be weary. We have to soar in the faith, soar in the love, soar in wisdom, knowing that God is with us. It's a repositioning time. So as we know that, I just tell everyone to continue to be attentive, to continue to be bold and courageous, stand in the faith, and continue to do everything in love, knowing that God is our way maker, knowing that he is our provider, and knowing that he is not a man, so therefore he will not lie, meaning his word will never come back void. Any promises that he has placed in our path, he will make sure that we come through. What has happened before has happened, is happening now. But we know that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. Stand firm, be bold, be courageous, and know that God loves us unconditionally.
Yes, yes, I'm glad you said that, and especially everyone that is starting that morning and starting that time off. You know, hold your head up. You know, let's begin to and let God begin to lead us. Amen. We're going to go into a little topic this morning. Just want to give you something to help give you that boost this morning, because we want you to be encouraged, because at the end of the day, you got to understand God is in control. Amen. I'm going to go into a little topic this morning, but before we go there, I want to go and call on a very, very familiar voice that have been with us for a little bit and a little while. I want to see if is our very own Mother Jackson, if she's on the line. God bless you, Mother Jackson, if she's on. Amen. If you got your phone on mute, please go ahead and take it off of mute if Mother Jackson is on. That way we could go into a little intercessor prayer right quick. Then we're just going to go and talk. Amen. God bless you. See if it's on. God bless you, Mother Jackson. I think I'm having a little technical issue. Amen. 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 Nevertheless, we're trying to get her plugged in through. Amen. Amen. Well, go ahead, Evangelist. We can't get a plug through the Block Talk area before we go ahead. Can you go ahead and just go ahead and lift up the word of prayer? And we're just going to bless God in anyhow. Amen. And we're going to try to get this together. Amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to your throne boldly this morning, Father God, not with a fearful spirit, Father God, but with a bold spirit, Father God, knowing, Lord Jesus, that you are the Alpha and the Omega, Father God, knowing no matter how things look, Father God, that you are still in control, Father God. And as we come to you this morning, Father God, we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to allow everybody to have an open mind and an open heart to receive the word that is coming forth, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to remove the spirit of fear, Father God, that's searching around, lurking around, Father God, in this atmosphere, Father God. And we ask you to replace it, Father God, with a sound mind, Father God. Father, we know, Lord Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father God. Every word that comes up against us shall be condemned, Father God. I ask you, Father God, to not allow the people, Father God, to let the news be their God, Father God, but they continue to trust and lean on you, Father God. Father God, I just thank you this morning, Father God, that you, Father God, are right here in the midst, Father God.
Yes,
that
yes.
Your Holy Spirit, Father God, will lead us and guide us and order our footsteps through this situation, Father God. Father God, I declare and decree, Father God, that everyone that hears the sound of my voice, Father God, will reposition themselves, Father God. I declare and decree that those of you that are living in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of God during these times of trials and tribulations.
Yes.
I declare and decree that everyone will make a conscious decision that God alone is their refuge and you can trust him. I declare and decree that God will protect you from every deadly disease, Why? Because his word does not come back void. I declare and decree those thousands fall at your side. Those 10, those several are dying around you. That COVID-19 will not touch you. I declare and decree that we shall live and we shall not die. Because God does everything in truth, in spirit, in truth, and he is, again, a man that shall not lie. His word shall not come void. I declare and decree that each and
yes.
every person on here will sit and make God the head of their life so they will continue to live by faith. They will continue to do everything in love. They will, when they grow weary, they'll come back up soaring as the eagle. God is with us, and I need each and every person to allow that to resonate in their mind, in their heart. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to renew minds,
yes.
Father God. Create clean hearts, Father God. To let your word, Father God, be known, Father God. Let people know, Lord, that your arms are wrapped around them. I declare and decree that we shall be victorious.
Yes.
I declare and decree that this is a new thing, that you will come out with prosperity. I declare and decree that once this is over, that your position will
yes.
change. I declare and decree that those that may be living in apartments will be homeowners. I declare and decree that there are
yes,
entrepreneurs
yes.
that's getting ready to expand their boundaries. I declare and
yes.
decree that you will be a winner and not a loser. I declare and decree
yes,
that your territory
yes, yes.
will be expanded in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to touch Apostle Temple.
Yes.
I ask you to allow your Holy Spirit to lead him and guide him, Father, so he can touch the nations, Father God. Lord, we just thank you on today. We send this prayer up, Father God, knowing, Lord Jesus, that it's heard because it's two or three of us gathered together in the name of Jesus, Father. And it's coming with
yes.
sincerity, pureness, and with love, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. What a dynamic prayer. I just wanted you all right there just to absorb that, soak that in, amen, because that was very rich and it was very also prophetic as you was declaring and decreeing, amen, that you're going to come out on top, the bottom line. We declare and decree, and see, as evangelist was declaring and decreeing, that you're going to come out on top, amen. You're going to come out on top, amen. And I just give God the glory, and I tell you that those that is listening right now, if you're listening way up by internet, way up by phone, you're on a conference line, or where you at, I dare you just this first half this morning, you go ahead and just go ahead and give God the glory, give him the praise, because through it all this year, you're going to come out on top. Throughout all this year, you're going to come out with the victory. Throughout all this year, God going to establish your footsteps in new places. You're going to begin to shred on new territory. You're going to begin to, by God Almighty, begin to walk into new deal. I'm telling you, this is your time to get ready to seek the king and come to the king right now where you are. And I declare and decree, my God, connecting with the evangelist under the unction of the Holy Ghost, amen, that you're going to see the victory that is going to lie in front of you. Not only are you going to see it, but you're going to take it. You're going to take it. You're going to walk in it. You're going to walk through it. You're going to walk, my God Almighty. This is going to be your blessed season, your blessed place. So I dare you this morning, just go ahead and give God thanks. Don't worry about what you don't have. Don't worry about what's going on. I dare you to just worry about what God's finna get ready to do. Is there anybody need God to download to them, to you this morning? God, what you want me to do? What we going to do? My God, no matter who you want me to bless this morning, do I need to bless somebody this morning, God? What do you need me, my God, to do, or you need me to walk in, folks? My God, I just think, God, we give God the glory, and I just magnify his holy name. Listen, before we even get there, I want to encourage your heart this morning as we encourage you this morning. my God, into the things of the Lord. I just want to talk to you just a minute about faith. Y'all about to hear me. I want to talk to you a minute about faith, because this is the number one thing that is all over the world pertaining to your faith, pertaining to the faith of the individual, pertaining to, my God, you're walking by faith, you understanding faith, you are applying faith. I just want to talk to the ones, my God almighty, that all you just trying to have a little relationship with your God, all you just trying to have, and you ain't trying to be deep, you ain't trying to be extra, and all you want to do just be in the will of your Father. Y'all hear me? I want to talk to someone that just all they want to have, say, Pastor, all I just want to be, just continue to walk in my blessing. Listen, I know that what's going on today and what's going on in this day and time, amen, it is a very bothersome time. But at the end of the day, all I want to do is just walk and make sure that my God is pleased with me. I truly believe that that is you, you and you, and individuals that is listening in all over the world, amen. We got to apply and walk in faith within who? Within God, amen. We got to walk in faith, and we're going to walk in faith within who? Within God. My faith and where our faith needs to be at is also into the instructions, or into the order of God, into, my God, the obedience of God. When God begin to speak, or when God begin to say different things, amen, we have to begin to line up into the obedience of God, amen, so we can begin to walk into the faith of God. I declare and decree that many of you, you'll be going to begin this week, even starting now, amen, to walk into the obedience of God. Now, you got to understand the obedience of God, amen. The Bible talks about it through Genesis and Revelation of different things that is obedience with God. Even the time that we are living in today, amen, how even the Bible begin to talk about when it begin to give a word to Moses to tell the children of Israel, listen, put the blood stain over your door, amen, and once you do that, amen, that the plague, or that spirit that will enter in and bring, my God, death to you, it will not happen. But I want you to understand this, as you keep reading in your Bible and begin to look in that, God gave some specific instructions, and the specific instruction was, and he told them, make sure you stay in the house, amen, and let the plague pass, amen. Well, individuals and peoples of God, sometimes we have to stay in a place, amen, and let whatever going to take place, and let it take place, amen. See, the Bible and Hosea begin to elaborate on us and begin to let us know that my people are been destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Amen. God is pouring out his knowledge every day. God is pouring out his instruction every day. One thing that I found out with our church folks, amen, that we pick and choose who we want to listen to, and we pick and choose who we want to believe. Well, it's just like this week, as we don't enter coming, we don't came from Palm Sunday, amen, Sunday just on left. Well, we already understand that it was many people that land palms down at the feet of Jesus as he began to ride into, my God, on a donkey, amen, and begin to shout out, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. I just want to talk to somebody. I'm going to get ready to have a little side step, praise step in this morning, amen. They begin to shout out, Hosanna, begin to say, he's the king, he's the one. Well, at the end of the day, as we keep on reading in the Bible, them same folks begin to talk about crucify him. Y'all hear me? See, you got to understand who you are in this time, because if you even doubt who you are in the person that God called you to be, you're going to begin to look at individuals that is praising you at one minute, and next minute, when you want to fall in order, when you're walking in your purpose, when you're walking in your destiny, amen, amen. Now they want to go and say crucify him. Baby, let me tell you something this morning, amen, because at the end of the day, I tell anybody, it was you walking a flow for your home. It was you walking a flow for your life. It was you believing God for he could turn situations around. It was you that had to believe God, amen, that all things going to work together for his good. Y'all hear me this morning? Well, baby, it's you need to obey the instructions of God and stay in a secret place of the Most High. Why? Because God got a blessing with your name on it, and he wants you here for you can begin to enjoy what the evangelist just declared and decreed. You're going to begin to enjoy the things that God has for you. I declare and decree this morning, all your hard work that you don't put in your life, all the sacrifices that you done made here in your life, all the sleepless nights, all the times that you was ready to give up, you didn't come this far for God to leave you. Let me talk to somebody that been laid off by their job and don't know what to do. Let me tell you something. God ain't bring you this far to leave you. You hold your head up, because when you hold your head up above my God Almighty, sea level, you are not going to allow the situation to overtake you. You are not going to allow the situation to drown you. I declare and decree that you're going to hold your head up. You're going to rise above the storm. This is the morning that is going to be your new day, that you're going to walk by faith and not by sight. I don't know how God's going to do it, but all I know, he's going to do it. I don't know when God's going to show up. All I know, I need to be obedient, amen, to the instructions of God, and be obedient, who God will be obedient also to my local government. Why? Because I don't want to walk out like my brother said, R.A. Vernon, like my brother said, quote, and just quoting my brother's message, amen, that he said, I don't want to walk out of the obedience of God and commit suicide on my life. Y'all hear me? I declare and decree that you are not going to commit suicide on your spirit and on your life. You're going to begin to walk into the blessings of God. The blessings of God make it rich and add no sorrow. I truly believe that you are on your way to your blessed place. And sometimes in that journey, we don't understand what God is doing. Sometimes in that journey, we have to come out of our comfort place. We have to come out of our comfort zone. We have to get into a place, amen, to where we are not familiar with. We got to do things to where we are not used to doing. But baby, let me tell you, if it ain't going to kill you, amen, it's just going to help you. And I declare and decree that you finna walk into the things of God and what God has for your life. You're going to begin to enjoy. I need your head to come from looking down and your head begin to lift up. I need you to stop worrying about, is it going to be a better day? And you begin to speak everything around you that it's already a better day. This is a day that the Lord has made, and I will, and I'm going to rejoice to be glad in it. I want to talk to somebody this morning. Are you going to rejoice this morning? Are you glad in what God is doing? Are you glad is what God is turning around? Are you glad, my God, that I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread? Is there anybody, my God, is the seed of the Lord? If it's you, you need to go ahead and give God a morning workout, a morning worship. Wake yourself up, because, baby, you got a day and you got an opportunity and you got a date today that with blessing. Blessing got your name on it. Blessing is waiting for you. Blessing is waiting for you to get in position. When the enemy meant things for bad, I want to tell you all over the world, Norway, Egypt, South Africa, I want to let you know, God finna turn it around for your what? For your good. Y'all better talk to me this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. And you need to rejoice and be glad in it, because this is your time and this is your season. And we got to understand the timing in the season. And you got to understand your blessing. I had to share years ago with an individual that they said, I'm waiting on my season. I'm waiting on my time. I tell anybody, every day is my time. Every day is my season, because God is doing something every day. Then he say, I will pour you out a blessing. blessing that you don't have no room enough to receive. Amen. Every day is your time. Every day is your season. Amen. The children of Israel did not walk in the promised land and came back out of it and said, we can't go back into another season. No, when they took over the promised land, they dwelt there. They still there. So I want to let you know something. Amen. When you came into the will of God, every day is your season. Every day is your time. It doesn't matter what time of season, God is still pouring out and blessing. God is still working miracles. God is still healing. I want to speak to somebody this morning. If you're declaring and decreeing and working, waiting on God to give a miracle, amen. I'm here to tell you, long as you stay in the secret place of the Most High, you keep believing, you keep walking, amen, that my miracle finna show up, that God finna send a miracle for a family member, that God finna turn some things, and they already turned some things around. This is your time, amen, and you need to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just give him the praise and we give him the glory. I want to encourage you this morning. Amen. Your faith, my God, is not into your natural ability, what you don't do. Amen. Your faith is also lies in the wisdom that you apply as well. Amen. Faith without wisdom is reckless. I'm going to say that again. Faith without wisdom is reckless. Amen. Many folks have faith, but do you have the wisdom that is applied with faith? The wisdom going to activate your faith. Amen. Your faith without wisdom is what? It is reckless. You need to apply wisdom also with your faith in this day and time. Amen. Because why? My God, the enemy love for individual to operate off of things, my God, within their feelings, within their emotions, amen, within their self, my God, and not apply wisdom. I declare and decree that wisdom finna walk with you regardless if you in America, regardless if wherever continent or wherever place you are at. I declare and decree that wisdom going to begin to overtake you, wisdom that going to begin to, my God Almighty, engulf you, and you're going to begin to walk with wisdom. We don't want to walk without wisdom in this day and time, amen, because faith with wisdom, my God, is going to equal up to success. Faith with wisdom, you're going to begin to move things out of your life, move things out of the way, amen, and you're going to begin to be protected, not only, my God, you, but everything that is connected to you, everything that God done bless you with, everything that you done built up in your life, amen, my God. I declare and decree that you're going to also apply wisdom with your what? With your faith. We got to understand a little something about that, amen. Amen. Your faith, my God, is very important in this hour. But faith without works, if something has to be work, amen, not faith without disobedience, not faith without applying wisdom, amen. We have to understand that our faith with obedience works. I want to let you know something. Obedience works, not faith just with works. Anybody can have some faith and just work anything. That doesn't mean that it's approved. Amen. Faith with obedience works. Amen. Amen. Faith with obedience works. My God Almighty. And you're going to begin to see things begin to work in your life. I just declare and decree, evangelist, my God Almighty, that we're going to begin to apply faith. And I'm telling you, all this week, this morning, all this week, we're going to begin to work faith. I want to begin to work faith, begin to balance out what is yourself in what we call faith, and that is not faith, amen, that just something been stupidity, and what we all call actually what the Bible is describing, the faith, my God, that we need to work in. I truly believe if we could do our part to bring a balance and bring an understanding why individuals are living by faith, walking by faith, amen, we could begin to apply faith the correct way. You got to understand, amen. Hear me on that, amen. We want to apply faith the correct way. correct way. What is the correct way? The correct way is Bible. If God done told them, I want to show you something. If God done told the people, my God, especially in Exodus in 12 and 13, amen, if he done told them, you need to go and shut yourself up in the house. You need to stay there for a certain amount of days. You need to quarantine as well. Amen. Amen. We have to understand obedience. My God Almighty, obedience. And when you go against, even though what you might be doing is good, but it doesn't make it right, that makes your faith less active. Y'all hear me? That makes your faith don't have the power that it needs. It makes your faith irrelevant. Amen? It makes your faith according to your ideology and to your idea. I don't want to walk, my God, in my own ideology or my own idea. I want to walk in the faith of the Lord. Y'all hear me? I don't want to walk in the faith of myself, but I want to walk into the faith of the Lord. You got to understand sometimes God will cause, will challenge your faith to do something against your grain. I'm going to say that again. God will cause your faith, my God, or challenge your faith to do something that it will go against your grain. It don't go against his grain or the Bible. It go against your grain. Y'all hear me? But we here to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. We don't want to walk by sight, but we want to walk by the faith of the Lord. So understand this. Amen. Faith without wisdom, amen, it will not profit you anything. It's reckless. Amen. You could cause individual lives to be in danger. You could cause individual lives to go down the wrong path. Amen. We want to make sure we walk with faith plus wisdom that is with our faith and walk into, watch this, the obedience of God. We have to walk into the obedience of God. And I want to share this before I leave. And I want you all to be open to different things, be open to hear different things. That's why it's very important for you to have your relationship with God. Now, God, the obedience of God just don't come from Apostle Temple. The obedience of God just don't come from our pastoral robe. The obedience and instructions of God just don't come from our apostle robe. It don't just don't come from our bishop or whatever robe. The obedience of God just don't filter down in one area. It doesn't filter down. The instructions of God, it doesn't filter down in one area. Y'all hear me? Amen. So we want to walk in the obedience in God and walk with faith as well. And I declare and decree, as we walk in obedience and apply wisdom with our faith in this season, you're going to get ready to see the blessings of the Lord going to come into your life. I'm challenging you, amen. I'm challenging you to walk into a place with God, and I'm challenging you to walk into obedience, amen, or different things, amen. You know what, evangelist, as we're going to get ready to get a close, I couldn't sleep all last night. Last night, I just couldn't sleep. I really tell you, I've been tossing and turning all night because it's really showing. The things that America, I just want to talk for America. I just can't talk to our international partners where they're at. It's really showing the people, our leadership, and how much wisdom they are not caring or not applying in. Yeah. It's not caring. It's not wisdom. Even though I have faith, but it's not wisdom to put the peoples of God lives in danger. That's not wisdom. It's not wisdom. It's not wisdom to go against or to challenge your local authorities and your local government authority. That's a spirit of rebellion. That's not wisdom. We have to understand to apply wisdom with our walks. Many leaders, many pastors, I get it. I definitely get it. But we don't want to show even the things that we come against pertaining to rebellious and pertaining to the things of God. I guess long as people are not rebelling against my leadership or my instructions, they can rebel against, we can rebel against everything else. That's not of God. Truth or your ways or the life that you live have to be established not only in the four walls, but every area in your life. We don't want to have things in our life that God is not pleased with, because we want to do what we want to do, and we don't want to obey nobody else. I truly believe that it's also a time for these, for the saints of God. You need to see who you are walking, or you are connected with, or who you call leader. If anybody going to put your life in danger, if anybody going to sacrifice your mother, sacrifice your grandfather, sacrifice different lives just for their own ego or their self-gain, I'm sorry. We need to look at and re-examine faith. We need to re-examine and re-look at faith. Y'all hear me? My heart was so heavy last night, you know, and observing different things pertaining to faith and people operating in the era of faith, to where it's so, to where further as groups of people that is getting diagnosed with COVID-19 is coming from the church. Because why? The church don't want to operate in wisdom. They want to still continue to do what they want to do, but yet and say God is the head. Yeah. God is not a head of disobedience. We are not, as ministers and of the gospel, and I'm going to share this on the social media, we are not above our local authority.
Amen.
You are subject to your local authorities as well. And we don't need to make this look like it's the end time where they're stopping us here in America. I'm going to talk about America for worshiping God. We don't want to make this look like, oh, they want to stop us for congregating together. Peoples of God, our local government and our local mayors, they're trying to save lives.
Amen.
They're trying to save lives. And they're trying to say, watch this, they're not touching your spiritual life, but they're trying to save your natural life. They can touch your spiritual life. They're not trying to bring spiritual respiration to you, but they're trying to protect your natural life. They're trying to protect your mother, your father, your children. Let's not be the one to be rebellious. Then when something happened, the first thing the church called on is the devil or somebody or witch done something my way. Let's walk into the things of God with wisdom. Well, so our faith. And I truly believe that you're going to begin to see the victory out of this. Evangelist, I just give God the praise, and I truly believe we're going to be on all this week, and we're going to be dealing with faith. And I just truly believe, and I want everyone to begin to plug somebody in at 7:30, amen, and for we could begin to dig into this faith. And we want to make sure we are applying the proper faith, amen. And I want to let you know something. As a member, as an individual, you have your own individual relationship with God. And I'm not telling you to be rebellious. I'm not telling you to do something irrational. But what I want to tell you, what Scripture declares, the Scripture declares, follow me as I follow after Christ. And you got to understand something. When individuals get their eyes off of Christ, or when they get their eyes off of something that is going against Scripture, that's why Scripture also declares, and all you get understanding. I declare and decree that you're going to begin to get understanding according to the Word of God that you are reading and that you are studying. I really do declare and decree that. So, Evangelist, I just pray that the peoples of God, we're going to begin to walk in some wisdom before it's all said and done. Before it's all said and done, you know, we walk into the wisdom, and we use our faith, but we're going to also apply wisdom with our faith. Amen. Amen. And my heart been heavy for that, because there's a lot of people's lives that is at risk. And it just takes a time. The Bible talks about staying indoors. The Bible talks about plagues. The Bible talks about that you need to stay sheltered until it passes by. The Bible talks about that. We don't need to go and try to use Scripture. And I see it over and over, use Scripture for our own self-gain. Amen? We want the peoples of God to walk into a place to be blessed. This is the time where I truly believe that God is trying to get the church to be the forefronter. But we cannot be the forefront people if we're going to walk in rebellious as well. That's not of God to teach you or teach the peoples of God to walk against the local authorities, to walk against what your local authority is saying. You know, that's not of God. And we cannot do that. We have to obey law. And you know what, evangelist? When I see that there, it makes me, it just raised the eyebrow. Because if an individual is not, if an individual doesn't respect laws, I wonder how their life, I wonder how that individual life is, you know, when the cover is pulled off of that individual. If you can't respect the laws, I wonder about your life outside of that pulpit or outside of church. Y'all hear me? Amen. I'm going to leave that as that in a... Evangelist, you have any final words you want to share before we say peace to everyone? And we're going to be on all this week, and we're going to be dealing with faith with ministers and leadership because we want individuals to walk in faith. Amen. We want you to walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. Go ahead, Evangelist.
Amen, Apostle. And I agree with you 100%. We have to walk by faith and not by sight. Great word, great teaching. And everybody, we just love you and just want what's best for you. And just trust in God. Those are my last and final words. Trust in God. When all else fails, trust in God, because he will never leave you, neither will he forsake you. And as the apostles say, he has not brought us this far to leave us. Just buckle your seatbelt up and get ready to soar like an eagle. We love you.
Amen. We love you. I'm telling you, tune in tomorrow at 7:30. Amen. We're going to get back in the rhythm with this thing, work out the little kinks, but we're going to make sure we're going to give something to you that is going to bless your soul, going to bless your soul, and also give you information what God is doing in a right now time and for a right now world. Y'all hear me? So we're going to begin to bless your soul. We want you to begin to tune in also tomorrow at 7:30. We're going to be on all this week. We're going to dig into faith. We're going to get into the biblical terms. We're going to walk by it. Amen. Because I believe through instructions of God, and you're applying the instructions of God, even from our authorities, you're going to be safe, and God's going to keep you. He is a keeper. Amen. And we want to understand that. Until then, we're going to be back on tomorrow at 7:30. We want you to walk by faith and not by sight. This has been ADM Ministry with co-host Evangelist Elect Nita Ponton. Amen. And also, this has been your apostle, your boy. You already know. Amen. We're going to continue to bless God in the word of God. Listen, tomorrow I want you to bring somebody, invite somebody, get them plugged in. Tell them, I know you're getting sick of a lot of stuff that you're hearing, but I promise you what you're going to hear is going to be nothing but the truth, and it's going to bless your soul. Until then, thanks to saints of God, saints of God, peoples of God, my cousin, my brother, my uncle, my auntie Nim, and grandma Nim. Until then, you will be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Show me your face. I want to see you. I want to see your glory. And I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face.